plutonian, though phoning him more power than draconian. Open my pineal gland, a channel godly transmissions. I've overcome rolling meds like a half big custodian. I was once such a lonely man, almost hoped that I smoked till dead, just like Jesus. I broke the bread, let a protein to close the fed. In the end, I look inside and saw that I'm the one owning it. Now I know I'm my only friend, conquer earth like Napoleon. If he acts as transcendence inside, he's one with his fellow man. I'm approaching the podium, agenda 21, COVID plan, heard about it in 2010 while exploring the internet. Unfolding as the omen said, return straight to the holy land. And an unidentified flying object, origins is alien. They say we came from mammalian, our brains expanded in radius. When we consumed magic mushrooms, we grew into homo sapiens. And then we flew in the spaceship outside a visible wavelength, surpassed the event horizon of the same big bang that made us. Consciousness couldn't retain, iterate itself, escape. So we looped in on itself like Ouroboros, a snake. Infinite energy became condensed material, drained each piece containing the whole to form this physical plane. Hologrammatic in nature, what we project, we create. All is resonant reflection of internal mental state. CERN tells the world to wait so they can surge externally, hoping to reach the substrate of this observed reality. Fundamentally, they believe another run is all they need, and one day through the LHC, objective truth will be revealed. Religiously relying on technological yields, unable to perceive within the self resides a quantum field. Ubiquitously underlying every point in this space-time is intrinsic access to the universe's only mind. Schrodinger once taught us this, materialistic scientist can grasp the implications and see past the box the cat was in. All is one, separation is but a lie. Fear seeks to hide the eternal connection that is unconditional love. They say they're atheists but have faith in a god particle. Their machine's dangerous, producing toxic waste that harms all biological life forms, including humans, like students who generate more problems than they'll ever solve in the future. Why is Shiva in Geneva just to please Hare Krishna? Or are the leaders of this world really eating golden teachers? Why did Adam and Eve decide to eat fruit from the tree, thinking they could lie to God, all seeing omnipotent being? Are we really so stupid with two eyes we can't see what is blatantly laid out in science and theology? It's that we lie to ourselves and it hurts to admit it. We'd rather stay lost in illusion and take a look at what's in us. Sumerians, the pyramids, emerald tablets, what was written by ancient predecessors who coexisted with Nephilim, hermetic principles described far before the Nobel Prize. Quantum physicists surmise that existence is not comprised of anything outside one mind. It had to come from institutions to be established for the humans, if what Hermes knew wasn't true, cause they wouldn't recognize the school. As if Giza doesn't prove under the sun there's nothing new, high mystics scribe hieroglyphics which remain intact through their runes. Why do we conclude our intelligence improved if alphabets still failed to convey what they drew? Now that we've ran through the historical framework, we see nothing's abnormal. This is not such a strange world. Anunnaki came to teach us, they've been on this earth for ages. And if you thought that they left, it's cause their tests turned you brainless. They came to show us that our bodies, these terrestrial vessels, are sacred gifts, greatly more special than our value. Our hands hold, they came to show us that these lives were given manifest dreams or become prisons. All our choice in how we live in the sea source and transcend system, or believe lies told by television. If you consume packaged foods produced by alien industries, if you say you don't have time, so from the unknown you must feed. If you're still taking their pills, giving your family vaccines, if you believe in disease and using chemotherapy, if you're still waiting on diplomas, think you need their degrees, stuck chasing paper money that they print as they please, trapped in a job that's robbing your divine energy, you just got caught in their matrix depending on the unseen. Soldiers so hot you're brainwashed by watching all that TV, slowly extinguish your spirit through unearthly beliefs. It's got you feeling so worthless you'd give your life to be